y'all. This is Trucker Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out here working just about every day. Here I am in the Cherry Valley area. I just heard Bill Owens comment on the state of things. And I'll tell you why I supported Donald Trump. If at least he loves America and wasn't looking to fundamentally transform this great land. Yes, this land, Governor Cuomo, that was great, is great, and forever will be great. Without the likes of you dragging us down. This is Trucker Dave, and I approve this message.
Sheila Finan, Accord, New York. I'm calling to ask that you consider discussing, or that you carefully watch and bring up, the prison strikes that are going on now in at least 11 states, maybe more, with a lot of retaliation of anybody who's been involved in leading a strike in being put into solitary confinement. There are hunger strikes where people have been striking for over a week, maybe 2 weeks.
My name is Timothy Collins, and I would like Alan Chertok and the roundtable to really address the issue of funding of public education here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Governor Baker, in his advertisement, is claiming that he has a $1 billion surplus. It's obscene that we have a $1 billion surplus, and for the last 4 years, according to the study conducted by the House and the Senate, schools in the Commonwealth have been underfunded by $1 billion a year. And shame on Mr. DeLeo and the House of Representatives for not having the courage to stand up and do what's right and fulfill their constitutional obligation. Here in the Commonwealth, our Constitution says the legislature should cherish public education.